It's hard to forget the terrible pictures of an Australian Black Hawk military helicopter slamming into the deck of a Navy ship off the coast of Fiji 2 years ago. The collision with HMAS Canimbla claimed the lives of the helicopter pilot and an SAS trooper on board. The Sydney Morning Herald has this morning published some of the findings of a military board of inquiry into that incident. It's reporting a culture of risk-taking and sloppy safety standards in the Army's elite helicopter squadron. The Federal Opposition says it's time that the Chief of Defence Forces released the report publicly. Spokesman Senator Nick Minchin also wants an explanation into why another crash of a Black Hawk helicopter, this time in East Timor, was never made public. AM Simon Santo has been speaking to Senator Minchin.
We should all remember we're talking about a very tragic incident of that Black Hawk crash on the Canimbla, and all our sympathies went out to those killed and injured in that terrible crash. What's important is that the inquiry into this incident is released as soon as possible with the government's and the military's response to the findings.
Is it good enough, Senator Minchin, for these reports to be handed to the Chief of Defence 6 months ago and for it not to be made public in a timely way?
Well, I have the highest regard for the Chief of the Defence Force, Angus Houston, and I'm sure he'll act properly in this, but I think it is important that the report is released as soon as possible, together with the government's response to that inquiry and to any findings of that inquiry that go to safety procedures in the military. The military must at all times operate with the safety of its personnel in mind, and if there were safety deficiencies revealed by this inquiry, then we, the public and the community, need to know what the government and the military are going to do to eradicate those safety deficiencies.
You've been finance minister in government. Is it often all about money and resources when it comes to safety?
Well, certainly not from the point of view of our government, and I would hope not from the point of view of the Rudd government. The safety of our military personnel, who after all put their lives on the line for our sake, is paramount and should never be the subject of penny-pinching.
The media reports this morning also talk about another crash of a Black Hawk helicopter, this time in East Timor. And the timing of that was that it was just while this Black Hawk inquiry was underway and that we just had a report on the Sea King helicopter crash, which of course killed people off the Indonesian island of Nias. Would it disturb you that the public was never told about the crash in East Timor?
If there were any injuries or if the crash was a cause of a serious malfunction of the helicopter, that could have been the case with other helicopters, then I think we need to know about that.
It was a similar, Senator Minchin, it was a similar training exercise to the one that the inquiry was looking at.
Well, now that this Sydney Morning Herald has revealed this incident, I think it is incumbent on the military now to tell us what that was about, how serious a crash it was and what, if any, investigation was carried out into it, whether there were any injuries or what it says about the maintenance and safety of the Black Hawks themselves.
Of course, this also happened when the Howard government was in power. You would obviously reassure the public that it would never have been an order of the Howard government to not to make this crash public.
Well, to the best of mind, I never knew about it. I was a frequent visit to the National Security Committee. This incident was never mentioned to me. It's the first I've heard of it, so I think I'd be pretty safe in saying there was nothing done by the Howard government to suppress any report of this incident.
The opposition's defence spokesman, Nick Minchin, with Simon Santo. The defence minister didn't return AM's calls this morning, and a spokeswoman for defence had no comment until the report is officially released.